One artist whose prolific work has proven to continually attract admirers and buyers alike to October Gallery is Chester, Pennsylvania native Andrew Turner.
Well, I was educated in public school, the primary grades, the public school system from 1 to 12, right after the civil rights, the integration of schools was, you know, had gotten underway, and consequently, I got like a very liberal education that was less directed toward my own root. And I left public school and went on to college for formal training. I it was like carrying an affliction of sorts, because there was really no legacy for me to carry on, no expectation for me to live up to with regard to the arts. That I use that as a preface. To kind of take you through this whole thing about the formal education experience. So thanks for the formal education experience. Now, okay, I'm out and I'm trying to call myself an artist, and I'm still thinking that I'm this pioneering black guy who has no previous record, and I have to lay down the groundwork for future generations. At the time I came out of school, which was the mid to late 60s, we were like on the later fringes of the Beat Generation, the Flower Children, the Beatniks, and so forth. And it was kind of easy to call yourself an artist, and if you failed, that was cool, because I think the whole theory behind that particular era was, who wants to be in the mainstream? And the work that people, that I was putting out, and that my little group of cronies was putting out, was done purely for shock value. I mean, it was done possibly without even being understood by ourselves, and knowing darn well that the public or the establishment or the established intelligentsia couldn't possibly dig it and would probably be shocked to death. The height of the civil rights movement was like, jumping onto the scene. I mean, people were talking about, we want black studies and we want our rights and we want to be liberated and this and that. And that was the period that I discovered that I indeed had roots in the area of the fine arts. I mean, at first it blew me away, because I said, wow, I have to keep up with some bad boys and girls that had done it before me. But it also helped me. It helped me to say to myself that it's legitimate, that my experiences, my neighborhood, my background is legitimate fodder for expression. I think that's the point that I could really begin to call myself artist.